beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Welcome to Sweet Melodies. This is the second season, the second edition for this year, 2024. And by the help of God, we are going to be studying the book of Psalms chapter 5. The Bible reading says from verse 1, to the chief musician upon Nehiloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Verse 2, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Verse 3, my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Verse 4, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Verse 5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Verse 6, thou shalt destroy them that speak lazy. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. Verse 7, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in the fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. And verse 8 says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Verse 9, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Verse 10, destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Verse 11, but all those that put their trust in thee, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Verse 12 says, for thou, Lord, we bless the righteous with favor, without compassing him as with a shield. Hallelujah. Our focus today is verse 8. It says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. My attention was really drawn to the word lead me while studying the scripture. You see, the term for the word lead in the Hebrew refers to lead. It speaks of to guide, transport, bestow, bring, govern, guide, lead, to lead forth, to put, and to straighten. This means that when the King David was making this prayer, he was praying in the morning, saying, Lord, O Lord, lead me. Lead me. Lead me in your righteousness. When he was saying this, he was saying, lead me, O Lord, bestow upon me your righteousness. That is your gift of righteousness. And the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 makes us understand. For if through one man death ruled because of that man's offense, how much more will those who receive such overflowing grace and the gift of righteousness rule in life because of one man, Jesus the Messiah? So when we are talking about praying for the Lord to lead us in his righteousness, we are praying that, you know, for the bestowment of the righteousness, the gift of righteousness, which by new birth we received. Praise the Lord. And that's not only that. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness means bring me, transport me in your righteousness. As I journey through today, as I journey, you know, through my daily activities today, O Lord, I'm praying, you know, bring me and transport me in your righteousness. And by implication, the King David was praying to God to escort and accompany him throughout the day because of the enemies. He was also saying, govern me in your righteousness, which means, O Lord, let your righteousness serve as a precedent. Let your righteousness serve as my deciding principle always. Let your righteousness control, direct, and be strong, you know, strongly influence my actions and conduct always. Let your righteousness preside over me and refrain me from every path contrary to the righteousness of God. This was what the King David was praying when he said, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. We continue looking at the definitions of lead me according to the Hebrew. It also means guide me in your righteousness. This means that when King David was praying, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, he was saying, let your righteousness provide me with the guiding information as I carry out my daily activities in the presence of my enemies. They are always around us. He was aware of his enemies that were always around him. And that is why it was important for him to always pray for the leading of the Lord in his righteousness. We all need to pray this prayer because enemies would always be around us. The same King David said, thou set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So there are some tables we have to eat on with the enemies surrounding us. But you need the leading of the Lord to sit at that table. Hallelujah. He says, guide me in your righteousness. Provide me with the guiding information that will help me carry out my daily activities even in the presence of my enemies. And when he said, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, King David was saying, put in me your righteousness. A man under the Old Testament could pray this prayer, put in me your righteousness. That is, O Lord, press. O Lord, force. O Lord, impose the importance of your righteousness upon me. It shows how desperate and intentional King David was about being led in the righteousness of God on a daily basis. He was not ignorant of the desires of the sensual and carnal man who would know what is right and still choose to do that which is wrong. The Apostle Paul, speaking concerning this in the book of Romans chapter 7 from verse 15 to 25, I read from the Passion Translation. He says, I'm a mystery to myself, for I want to do what is right, but end up doing what my moral instincts condemn. He says, and if my behavior is not in line with your desire, my conscience still confirms the excellence of the law. And now I realize that it is no longer my true self doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin in my humanity. For I know that nothing good lives within the flesh of my fallen humanity. For I know that nothing good lives in the flesh of my fallen humanity. The longings to do what is right are within me, but willpower is not enough to accomplish it. My lofty desires to do what is good are dashed when I do the things I want to avoid. So if my behavior contradicts my desires to do good, I must conclude that it is not my true identity doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin hindering me from being who I really am. And verse 21 says, through my experience of this principle, I discover that even when I want to do good, evil is ready to sabotage me. 22 says, truly deep within my true identity, I love to do what pleases God. And 23 says, but I discern another power operating in my humanity, waging a war against the moral principles of my conscience and bringing me into captivity as a prisoner to the law of sin. This unwelcome intruder in my humanity. What an agonizing situation I am. Verse 24. What an agonizing situation I am in. So who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? And then verse 25 says, I give all my thanks to God for his power, his mighty power has finally provided a way out through our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, the anointed one. So if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin. But now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principles. What is a renewed mind? A renewed mind is a mind that is consciously and constantly praying for the putting in of the righteousness of God. It's the conscious state, it's the continual state of studying the word of God. Because until we do, then we cannot encounter, we cannot really experience the pressing, the forcing, and the imposing of the acceptance of the righteousness of God upon us. So if David, under the Old Testament, knew the force that, you know, the law operates with, oh, come on, under the New Testament, we shouldn't act ignorant. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. You are praying. O Lord, press your righteousness upon me. Force your righteousness upon me. Impose the acceptance of your righteousness upon me. We must not be ignorant of the desires of the sensual and carnal man, which is to just do wrong, even though he knows what to do that is right. And lastly, when King David was praying, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, he was saying, straighten me in your righteousness. To straighten me in your righteousness means to hem me, to hem me in, to confine me in your righteousness. So as we become more aware of God's righteousness confining us as believers, we become more and more deficit in the practice of the works of the flesh. When we are straightened in and by the righteousness of the Lord, we will be delivered from the enemies that straighten us, that straighten visions and dreams and purposes out of us. The righteousness of the Lord delivers from every interference and limitation to the fulfillment of purpose. This is the reason why we need to pray, not just for the leading of God, but for the Lord to lead us in his righteousness. These understandings were the reason why the King David did not stop at just praying for the leading of the Lord. He was specific. He was intentional. He prayed saying, lead me in your righteousness. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. What is the righteousness of God? The righteousness of God is the justice of God. The Lord our God is just. He's a just God. It is an attribute of God. God is just. It is what is ethically right for man. And whatsoever it is that is ethically right for man, it is acceptable by God. It is the justification of God. The righteousness of God is the salvation of God. My brothers, my sisters, pray for the leading of the Lord in his righteousness. You can't be led in the righteousness of God and miss it. You can't be led in the righteousness of God and fall into the trap of the enemies. You can't be led in the righteousness of God and be a prey in the camp of the wicked. My prayer for us is that as we continue to stand, we began with standing this year. As we continue to choose to stand for the Lord and in God, we will enjoy his leading in his righteousness all through this year 2024 and beyond. God bless you for listening. Amen.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.